Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
An evil person with passion will achieve more on the earth than a Christian without passion.
Jesus.
Did someone catch that? I'll repeat it. An evil person, someone motivated by divination, someone motivated by the kingdom of darkness with passion will achieve more on this earth than a Christian without passion. Because what is passion? All passion is energy. Passion is desire. Passion is persuasion. Your passion decides what you deserve. Wow. Your passion decides what you deserve. That's why I tell you leaders all the time, and even to some of you all directly, every time you give me a sad story, I do not feel sorry for you.
Wow.
Because passion has given me a layout of what exactly you deserve. You don't want to go to work? Then why in the world would you deserve to be a millionaire?
Amen.
You don't want to pay your tithes? You don't have a passion about being in covenant with God? Then you wonder why the devourer is not rebuked for your sake and is running rampant in your life, destroying, bringing chaos and confusion, and eating up every free coin you get.
Wow.
You get what you deserve.
My.
Come on, teach.
But Apostle, there are some homeless people in this world, and you can't judge their story. And there's some people who are hungry. I get that. There's people out here that have had some unfortunate things, but I tell you like I tell everybody else, and I say it to your face. Give me that one person, and let me spend some time with them, and let me go all the way back through their life, and I'll tell you exactly and pinpoint exactly where they disobeyed an instruction from a prophet, where they have stopped paying their tithes, and your passion is giving you proof of what you deserve.
Wow.
I am not afraid to talk about the real issue because, yes, the poor, that's why God said. Jesus said the poor will always be among you. You know what he was saying then?
Yeah.
He said the disobedient will always be among you. He said the less passionate will always be among you.
Jesus, that's revelation. Preach.
Oh, yeah, I'm preaching, Apostle. Woo! I'm excited about this. See, I'm passionate about this. I'm passionate about this word because I understand that in passion, if this word will come and if somebody would get it, it is unlocking the hidden potential in you. It's unlocking the energy in you. It's unlocking, let me just tell you, it's knocking on stupidity and telling it to go and take a hike somewhere because wisdom is settling in you.
Ignorance is
now shedded, and wisdom is now shining through you. You got to understand what God is saying in this hour. You have to understand that if you want the uncommon, if you want the uncommon lifestyle, if you want to be a champion, if you want and you see, like your examples, General Andrew and General April, you won't be like me per se. You won't be in speak like me per se. I don't want you to. I want you to have your own speech, your own swag, your own delivery. But until you define and get to know who you are, sure, use me as an example. But you can't just model after me and imitate me on the outward. You got to know what I'm doing behind closed doors. We have many people who call us mom and dad or mama, papa. We have many people who reach out and they say they are a son or a daughter of ours. But I can tell you about 0.02% of them out of all the sons and daughters we have really do take the time to ask me detailed questions. How did you get here? So what did your typical day look like? How many hours did you pray? What did your prayer sound like? Very few people ask me that. They think all prayers are the same. Oh, no. Let me give you this, and then it's going to blow your mind. Okay. In the English language, if I walked up to somebody and I say, yo, give me some money, I need money, borrow money, people would look at me and say, first, are you having a stroke? Or number two, who is this illiterate woman? What is she asking for? I'm using words, but I'm not pronouncing my words. I'm not formulating a correct and clear sentence. I'm not using even some type of kindness with my words. Now, if I walked up to somebody and said, give me money, you think they're going to give me something?
Mm-mm.
But if I come to a person in more of a respectable way, with honor, hi, how are you doing? I wanted to speak to you. May I have a moment of your time? Is this a good time to speak with you? Listen, I wanted to just explain my situation here. I'm not asking for my blah, blah, blah. Now, would that person be more inclined to help me out in some capacity? If they couldn't even help me out with money, they would help me out with a connection with somebody that could help turn my life around. They'll be more inclined to be sensitive to my needs. Now, let's turn it over and flip it over to the spiritual side. You think all prayers are the same? Talking to our Heavenly Father? Are you kidding me? How do you come before His presence? How disrespectful are you? God, how come you? How could you? I'm tired of this, God. I need money. I'm about to kill myself. You don't do it.
Lord Jesus.
You think people would have compassion on you when up the street there's another person that put on worship music and was like, oh, Lord, you're so awesome. Thank you for being Alpha and Omega. Even though I only got this can of beans, I'm praising you right now. I'm lifting it up before you, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for being favoring over my life. I'm here. I'm alive. I may not have everything I desire, but I just want to say thank you.
Amen.
Who do you think he's shine on? Who do you believe he's going to favor?
Amen.
Let me tell you something, and this is a true story. True story. My husband and I, we were faithful in our tithes, and God would test you in your tithes. You think just because you pay your tithes all the time, you're going to have, especially if you're first starting off, you're going to have everything that you need? Not at all. God's going to send you through a testing where he's going to make it so tight where you almost have to decide whether to do A or pay your tithes, whether you're going to do B or pay your tithes. He wants to see, even when it feels like there isn't enough to go around, will you still choose him?
That's right. Tithe while it hurts.
Even understand. See, because before you pay a tithe in the natural, the manifestation is not there. But God already said in his mind and already put an angel on an assignment and said, listen, if they release their tithes, if they're obedient to the covenant, immediately, within 2 hours, go and send someone to bless them. Let them have 10 times of what they just given. What oftentimes we choose what we think and see in our narrow-minded eyes, and we don't use faith. We use our own reasoning and our own logic. So a lot of times we miss out on a supernatural increase because we always choose what we feel is best and not according to what the Word of God commands us to use as faith. So this is what we did. We were paying our tithes. We were living, but you know what? There were some times in the beginning when God tested our heart, and we didn't have much after that. And I mean, when I say we didn't have much, we did not have much. My husband and I, we were hungry. We had no food in the home. We were searching in our pockets, in our purses, somewhere, looking for quarters, looking for pennies. Couldn't even find many pennies in the house. My husband and I, we couldn't even drive our car because we had no gas. But we were hungry. We had a gas station about a half a mile ahead. We said, let's walk to the gas station. We counted up our change, and we had 35 cents, a little bit over. I think it was 40-some-odd cents. So we went, we said, well, we'll see what we can get. Now, we were like, man, we can get 2 bags of chips. You know, we're thinking chips are still 25 cents. This was years ago. And we went to the gas station. That's when they were raising the 25 cents up to the 35-cent bags. We were like, what? When did this happen? So we went, we said, man, we can't even afford 2 bags of chips. I said, that's okay. We're going to get this 35-cent bag of chips. Let's pay the taxes on that, and let's go ahead and walk. We held up that bag of chips. We said, Lord, thank you for this food. It may not be the most, but this is all we could do right now because we can't drive to Aldi's and get, you know, cans of vegetables. So we have to get this. So we said, Lord, bless it. We split up our Cheetos. We divided up those Cheetos. We were looking at each other like, your Cheeto look bigger than mine. But we divided it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we bless God. And we know what it is. We could have been complaining. We could have said, God, how could you? We honored the covenant, and look at what you got us eating, some stale Cheetos. Look at you. Tithing doesn't work.
They were stale, too.
They were stale. So what we did was we still blessed him. What were we doing? We didn't even know. That terminology wasn't even upon us to be boss, champion,
wow,
general. We had no idea what God was doing with us. But one thing we knew is that God wasn't the one to blame. He's consistent. He's just, when you make up in your mind that he is all these things, then when things don't seem to be going right in your life according to your definition, you can never blame God. God is consistent. God is just. It might be a trying time. It might be a test. But guess what? We passed. Even when we were driving our old vehicle, it was in the middle of a snowstorm. We were coming back from a destination. It was around 11 o'clock at night. And just as we were driving on an unshoveled path, a highway, that's when our car, as I'm pushing the gas pedal, started losing power. And then all of a sudden, the car cut off. And now all we had to do was just use the rest of the momentum. I think we were going like 45 miles per hour to get into the middle medium. And then just right then, when we got into the middle of the medium, a semi went past us. We said, God, I thank you. Have definitely been killed on this snow because, you know, Chicago has those wild snow blizzards, right? So then when we did that, we could have easily been like, man, what's going on? Oh, my God, this is the only car I got. I had just gotten hired at a new job. It was paying me well. Wow. I said, what am I going to do? This is the end of the year. Oh, my gosh. And now, I mean, I could have easily went into panic mode, could have went into complaining mode. But you know what we did? When it was safe, we went ahead. There was a gas station that was closed down. We went into the gas station. We pulled the car. Andrew pushed the car. General Smith pushed the car as I steered it. We parked the car, and then we began to call AAA and the towing company. And you know what we did? With no heat. This is in the middle of a snowstorm. We couldn't even turn on the car anymore. No heat. We grabbed hands, and I began to lead us in praise and worship.
Oh, my God.
I began to bless him for saving our life. I began to thank him. I said, Lord, I don't know what you're up to.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
We're going to be a boss in this situation. We're going to be a champion in this situation. That's why I tell you all, there's nothing that you all have gone through that I can honestly tell you we have not experienced. I don't care if it's a loved one being locked up, incarcerated. I don't care if it's a loved one you've lost due to a traumatic incident and they died suddenly, or you know that they've been sick for some time and they're going to die in the near future. I don't care if it's dealing with anything. I'm telling you, we've experienced it all, but God has tested us. We've been through baby mama drama. We've been through the court system. We understand everything. I didn't understand why. I was like, God,
why?
Concentration of trials in this. I mean, we're experiencing things in our marriage that most married couples don't go through until after 40 years of marriage. But we got hit with it immediately. I didn't know what. I didn't know. God didn't tell me. So sometimes God will reveal everything to you. So God said, I just want to see how you're going to behave. And based on how we behave, it qualified. Based on our passion, based on our focus, based on how we kept a priority, it qualified for where we are now. That's why when people come against us, witches and those warlocks, and they blow up our pictures and say, we're a witch, we're a false prophet, we're a warlock, oh, we're all about money. You think that phases us? You don't know what we've been through.
Come on, Apostle.
Our life, how we've had to stay focused, how we've had to walk away from desires to protect the thing that we love, how we've had to overcome some of the things that we fear in order to protect and be willing to obtain the future. You don't understand the qualification of what God sent us through, the boot camp, to get to this place. So you think somebody that's going to be on what, Facebook or any other social media is going to antagonize us and make us shaking in our boots? Not at all. If anything, when the warfare comes, it's as an example to you all, so you can see how we demonstrate even in the face of adversity.
That's it makes you stronger. Come on, Apostle.
You got to understand that passion rules the entire earth. Oh, yes, it does. Passion rules the entire earth. The passion of Jesus changed the world. Jesus was passionate about pleasing the Father. Jesus was passionate about helping people. Jesus was passionate about teaching protégés. Jesus was passionate about learning. Highlight that last one. He was passionate about learning. So many of us are lazy. We don't want to exercise our brain muscle. We want it all to be given to us. We hate to pursue. We hate to research. I've seen somebody on Facebook put it on their status, hey, what's the best food to receive vitamin D? And I said, how lazy are you? Google it. The time that it took you to type that message and post it on Facebook, you could have been on Google and got so much more Because now, you're number one, it don't even sound intelligent because you got some people that are just misinformed. They'll tell you a food that has no vitamin D in it at all. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to go out tomorrow about bundle. I'm going to get, celery. Celery got vitamin D. Oh, wow, I'm going to get 3 stalks tomorrow and get some vitamin D.
You
You have to be passionate about learning. You have to be passionate about researching. I've never met so many lazy people in my life how they don't want to research. They don't want to go on Google. Google, matter of fact, it makes you lazy because Google does all the work for you anyway. It's not even like the old days when you literally had to go to a library and pull out encyclopedias and pull out all types of reference books. You have to travel and commute from place to place to obtain and gather knowledge. Now it's at the comfort of just your fingertips. And people don't even want to do that. He even pursued, Jesus even pursued the mentorship of more experienced men at the age of 12. Some of you all are twice my age, 3 times the age of 12, and you all still have yet to pursue mentorship. What does that tell you about yourself?
Well,
if Jesus was smart enough to do it at the age of 12, and you almost in your 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, and you have yet to pursue mentorship, what does that tell you?
Amen.
Have you
talked
to your children who are at the age of 12, maybe around that age, younger or older? Have you even instilled in them the passion to learn, the passion to pursue, the passion of gaining and being a researcher?
Well,
the best thing my father could have ever done, besides telling me that I'm beautiful and that I'm pretty and that I'm his daughter and that he loves me, the only thing that I really have a clear understanding of that motivated me like none other is when he asked me to do something and I got him the information immediately, and he said, one thing I know about you, April, is that you are an awesome researcher. That sparked something in me. And this was years and years and years and years ago. But even to then, I remind him, I say, ever since you told me that I was an awesome researcher, that gave me so much confidence that I feel like I can tackle the world. Why do you feel that is? Because he birthed something out in me that God, the Holy Spirit, already placed in me. That was the word of activation. That's why I tell people, I feel like that if I can put my hands to anything, it will succeed. That's why I tell you wonder why my ministry is such a success? It's because I've taken my time to learn every facet of my ministry. Yes, I believe in delegation. Yes, I will even give you the responsibility. But I guarantee that every responsibility that I give out, I already know how to do your job.
Well,
amen. Right.
Oh. Number one, because I'm smarter than that, I know not to give somebody responsibility that I have no experience in, because if you act up, and you all know how quick people act up and will leave you.
Yes, God.
That's now real. I'm left unbalanced, and I'm like, oh, man, how do you do this? Oh, man,
what were they doing?
No, I'm going to know it. That's why when we were even in Chicago having our live services, I knew how to hook up the electrical work. I was over there stacking speakers and putting up the sound system. I know how to plug in a microphone because just in case somebody didn't want to show up on a Sunday service, you're not going to leave me without a microphone.
Amen, that's wisdom, Apostle.
I'm going to learn.
Amen.
I'm going to learn. I know marketing. You may be more experienced than me. I welcome people who have more experience, but at the very bare minimum, I know and I'm familiar with how to get the job done. And I advise that to every leader and every future pastor and every pastor on the line. If you have any area, be familiar with at least the very basics so that you can get the job done. Yes, people may be coming to you as an engineer. They may have their degree. That's fine. They could be more experienced, but you at least know how to plug in something. You know how to lease
them. Amen.
Every single page on our website, every single page, I had to learn that. www.kci.world. When you go on there, people are charging like $100 to $200 to create a page. On our website, we have over 30 pages. You know how much money that would have been? And guess what? When you have somebody else creating your website, you can't change a word. You can't upload a picture unless you first go.
Amen. And if they get it right,
they even have the passion to do it right then and there. You're subject to their availability. You think I'm going to leave my availability to somebody else? When I want something done, I want it done right then and there. So I said, I got to learn.
Amen.
He said, I give you the passion for learning. I said, Holy Spirit, give me your geniusness. Let me know. This is my first time ever really doing a website. I did a little bit for my previous ministry that I was in, but they weren't into really extenuating their reach on the website or online. So I was limited. So I said, here I am. I'm able to really see what I can do. Created over 30 pages on our website.
Well,
all of the documentation, all of our papers, all of our bios, did it in Publisher, did it in Word, did it in PowerPoint, did it in Excel, did it in everything, because I learned at least the minimum. I have a passion for being a boss, being a champion. See, a champion doesn't wait on other people to fulfill their dream. You gotta,
Jesus.
You have to be equipped to know how to push
That's
it forward.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.